Hello everyone,
Dental Adeye,
and this is Small Talk. Ugh, finally, my very first podcast episode. I'm so pumped and happy. And after the trailer uploaded, I was having mixed feelings. I got so many positive feedback from my friends, and that made me so happy. And even after the trailer, my podcast is now live on a few streaming platforms like Spotify and Deezer. Like, I'm really making progress. I know they blow small. See, better stick with me, because one day when I blow, you cannot need my help. So for my pilot podcast, I decided to let my present and future listeners to get to know me on a more personal level. And so I sent a Google form, to a few of my friends to ask me questions that they would like to hear me answer and topics that they would love to hear me talk about in the future. And I for sure decided to draft some questions because I wasn't really asked basic questions. It was more of deep questions. So to start with, I'm going to just tell you guys a little bit about me. So my name is Zentolade Olasukomi Emmanuel Orisha Rotimi Orisha Jolomi Bob. Now, I know some people will be asking, my name is Bob and my name is Zeni. Like I said in the trailer, my grandmother had very, very, very weird taste in names. So I was named Bob, which is really crazy. And the meaning of my names, Olasukomi Olade, Olasukomi means wealth has come. For those that are not Yoruba, I'm a Yoruba person. Ololade means a wealthy man has come. So you should know that money is coming for me. For my name and my son name. So both mean wealth. So like, you should know. Then Zenith, according to my grandmother, even though Zenith means the highest point, she had her own definition to Zenith. Zenith means success to her. So because of that, I always rode with it. If someone asked me, what do I like says the meaning of Zenith, I always tell them it's success. And she told me Bulb, like B-U-L-B, Bulb, means I'm the light of the world. I will literally shine. And I know I'm gonna shine. I'm even shining already, but never a bright rich. You understand? Then we should have named that color. Orisha Rotimi and Orisha Jolomi and Emmanuel all mean the same thing. God is with me. That's like my Shekiri name, because I also have a Delta part of me. My mother is from Delta State. She's Wari Shekiri, so she also gave me some Shekiri names. Then I'm 19 years old, October 11. I school in Polytechnic Ibadan, though I have like 2 months left for my national diploma to be over. Then I'm going to go in for my degree at a university of my choice. I'm going to have a podcast talking about my experience in school and what I plan for the future. So you guys will stay tuned. A lot of content is coming. You guys cannot miss this. Then I think my family, I am the last born out of 6 children. Yes, my mother was a capable woman. I have 2 sisters and 3 brothers, and I'm the last born. So the 2 sisters are the first children, then all the boys came in last. I don't know whether it was a plan, but I really like it that way. Let's say my hobbies. I love singing. Anybody that knows me knows that I will sing wherever I am. I will sing at the toilets, shopping mall, wherever you find me, I'm going to sing. Because it's just one of my passions. Then I used to love dancing way back until I found out that I couldn't really dance. Like, for a hot minute, like, I used to think that I was this star dancing. I know I had the talent to dance. I knew that I liked dancing. Like, in quotes, I really like dancing. But it's not like I was good at it. So I was in a dance school and a dance team by, like, it was held by my church. It's called HOV. Shout out to HOV members. You guys, like, really showed me and opened my eyes. And even though I didn't know how to really dance, I was welcomed there, and it was really a nice experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. But along the line, I found out that dancing isn't really my, how do I put it, strong suit. So I had to go with singing. Then I think random stuff about me is my height. I think I'm a little bit over 5'9". I don't even know if I'm 5'10 at this point. I checked it at one time, it was 5'9". I checked it at one time, it was 5'10". I checked it at one time, it was 5'9" back. So I don't know if it's that I'm going up and down, but I shall know that I'm kind of tall. I'm going to be answering questions that was put up for me on my Google form that I sent out. And one of the first questions here is, what are my future plans? Now, I can't really say what I want in the future, but I have like a dream. I would definitely love to be a stylist in the future. I always had the passion of styling. My friends used to come and call me, like when they're going for parties, they'll be like, "Oh, so come, please, can you just style me? Go to my wardrobe." And I've actually styled the person with my own clothes before, and he loved it. I think he loved it. He won't really lie. I'm sure he's listening to this podcast. Were you lying? You should tell me. But I think I did a good job, and I always style my friends. And I'm living with one of my cousins right now, and I always style her anytime we're going out, because I mean, you cannot be following me and working like someone that does not have any fashion sense. You can't. So I always style her, and she's always like happy with the way I style her. She's always like, "Oh yes, Sukomi knows how to style me perfectly." So that's one of the future things I really want to do in the future. But then I'll also love to be a broadcaster. Like, I'm studying mass communication right now in school, and it's no mistake I chose mass communication as a course that I want to study because I have passion for it. I did my mini IT, like a CWS at Galaxy TV, and I met one of the most wonderful people in the world. My supervisor was really, really talented. I met a very lovely lady, Miss Blossom, shout out to you. She really did a lot of things and taught me a lot of things. Miss Funke Oshin, like those people I met at Galaxy TV really taught me that mass communication is a whole lot more. And I found out that, you know, broadcasting is actually fun. Like, there's stress to it, obviously. There's no work in Nigeria. There's no even work in the world that is stress-free, except for those ones that is, even those ones that sleep for a living. I saw a meme which day about a lady that eats for 3 hours straight and get paid $9,000, I think, every day or wherever. Eating that food for 3 hours straight is not going to be easy. I'm sorry, every day eating 3 hours straight. And it's not small food though. Or more, make when I think I'm, I don't think there's any work that's really easy. But I carry your lazy ass and go and work. So I found out that it's also fun, especially when you love it. And I really love broadcasting. In my department, there's a course that is called Radio and Television Production. I was supposed to have like this group assignment where we're going to literally film and record and produce everything that's supposed to be in a radio program and a TV program, and I'm participating greatly in it, and I'm having fun. Like, that's how you know what you want to be in the future, if you are having fun. A question that I got asked so many times, like 4 people asked me, is what motivated the podcast. Now, this is it. I woke up, I posted on my story that, you know what, I want to start a podcast. And a few of my friends were like, "You know what, Sukomi, go for it. I think you are made for this. Since you already love broadcast, this can be a, you know, starting point for me." And I was like, "You know what, that's really true." And my best friend has like a podcast, it's Just Bands Baby. You can go check it out. It's like really great. And I was a guest on a podcast on one episode, the random episode, and I hate listening to myself. Like, it always sounds weird. I have a lot of cringy feelings when I listen to myself singing. It's always like, "Who is that person singing? I don't like it." And other people listen to it and they're like, "Oh my god, you sound so nice." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't." You get that kind of feeling. But then listen to myself on the podcast and I'm like, "Okay, I sound good. Like, why do I sound good? I used to hate my voice." Then I was like, "Okay, you know what? I'm going to start a podcast." So at that point, I'm going to start a podcast, but I was still lazy at that point. I was like, "No, nah." Then school started stressing me out. I started preparing for a lot of exams. I started preparing for my projects. I'm just in 200 level and I'm already preparing a project. The stress is real, you guys. I just had to think, okay, this podcast that I have been thinking of doing for a very long time, let me do it. I know a lot of my friends know this about me. I've wanted to open a YouTube channel for ages. Probably this is the second year now I've procrastinated that I want to open a YouTube channel. And I'm always saying very soon, very soon, very soon. So this is definitely a way for me to jump into my YouTube, because if I'm comfortable with this, I'll definitely be comfortable with YouTube. And I was not comfortable with YouTube for a very long time. There's something that my mother always told me. Oh my God, it's young. When are these button phones used to be like the big deal? I used to literally carry the phone and go outside of my house. I start recording myself that, "What's up, you guys? It's me. We're talking about food today." And I always do those stuff. I'm like, she knew that I had a passion for this kind of thing. So she always is my cheerleader. I love you, Mom. So then I got like an appreciation instead of a question from Aladdin. Aladdin, I love you so much and thank you for this appreciation. But then you should have put a question. Then someone asked, why haven't you harnessed your music? Oh, Mom, I'm not going to lie. It's school. School is the demon. Blame school, don't blame me. Like I said, I love singing. Like, if you call me right now, if I'm free and school is not in the way, that I should appear in so country to come and sing, I'm gonna appear. I don't think I've ever missed any rehearsal in my life, except I have like a really great reason to, which is like school or something really important in my life. If not, I don't think I really miss, like, I'm very committed to my choir. Even my choir knows this. Like, I just love music. Now, the reason why I don't really harness my music, because I'm not really like the songwriter kind of guy. I know I have the vocals, but like, I'm not really a songwriter. I have like a, how do I put it? I didn't really write it well. Okay, let me just tell you this quick story. So after rehearsal, we're having fun, you know, vibes and yada yada yada. And then this small child was like playing a beat on the drums, and it was like a really nice rhythm. And I was like singing this lovely melody, and as I was singing it, one of my friends came and started harmonizing that melody, and I was like, okay, chill. Then I changed the words and I put in Christian words, blah, 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 blah. And it sounded really nice. Then I called my choir director, Favor, shout out to you. And then I was like, okay, you know what, can you play like something for what we're singing? And he played it, and then soprano, alto, and tenor were around, and we literally recorded it, and it sounded so nice. But then it's just like a chorus, we didn't really do verses for it, so then we scrapped it. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to go back to that song very soon, and maybe we're going to like minister it in church. Like, I'm a gospel boy, you guys should know that already. Even the background song you're listening to right now is a gospel song. You should know this about me already. So it's not that I don't want to announce my music, it's just that school is holding me back. Then someone asked me, what is that one thing you can't do without? See, anybody that is going to come to me and tell me that, oh, it's my perfume, or oh, it's my biro, or oh, it's wherever, or your pen, not biro, let me not sound rats. Oh guy, it is your phone. I can't do it on my phone. I'm sorry. If my phone is dead, I'm going to be so restless. I can't do it on my phone. Because, see, so many reasons. Let's just drop it there. I can't do it on my phone. Okay, this question is so funny. Like, I literally laughed. Someone said, since you have a couple of besties, well, what's the craziest thing you've done with each of them? If Karen catches you guys. Come on, I have only one best friend though. Let's be guided. Before somebody will send people to come and kill me, I beg. So see, I have people that I call my close friends and people I call my best friends, and there are literally five people that I consider the closest people to me in this world. But one of them is like my best friend, but the rest is like Cedric, Aladdin, Destiny, and Izzy. Those four people are like my ride or dies. I would always be grateful for all they've done for me in my life, but then I only have one best friend really. But then I love all of them, but that's it. I don't think I've ever done anything crazy with my best friends. All my relationship with my best friends has always been platonic. No, I can't. I can't. So someone said, at what point in your life did you realize that you couldn't please everyone? Now, I don't think I've gotten to that point yet, but then I know that I can't please everyone. I just know that I can't please everyone. But then I've not gotten to a point in my life that something major happened to me that for sure, I can't please everyone. So, but I know for a fact that I can't please everyone. So then, what is my number one fashion accessory and who is Rema to me? Rema, you played this well. You made this about you, Abi. All right. Well, Rema is like a very good friend to me. Like, Rema, when Rema became my friend, it was really crazy. Like, Rema just saw me outside. I was like, oh, you're the one with the cute voice. I was like, the one with the cute voice. Okay, where did you hear my voice? Like I said, I sing everywhere. So I went to my best friend's place and I was singing. And I was like, oh, he came over to meet my best friend's brother, because he's my best friend, brother, best friend. You get? And I was like, he heard me singing and it was really nice. And I was like, oh, thank you. And from there, we became friends, and he has really been a great supporter of me, my podcast, everything that we should do. Rema is always in support of it, which I'm really grateful for. So Rema, shout out to you. Then my number one fashion accessory, I would have to say jewelries. If you know me very well, I create all my jewelries that I wear. I'm a number one big fan of jewelries. I love wearing jewelries. Everybody that knows me knows that. If I'm going to wear an outfit, jewelries always break them out. In fact, do you know the thing? If you are naked and you pull a really nice chain with hand beads, you are still going to look dope. You guys should get into it. Very soon, I'll even start like my own fashion line of jewelries. So you guys must like, you know, patronize me. So someone asked, do you have a girlfriend? Yes or no? No, I'm out on the streets, and the streets are cold though. If you know that you are a capable girlfriend, DM me. I will be very, very happy to have you, because I'm tired of being on the streets. So someone asked me, describe your music taste in 5 artists. I think I know the person that asked me this. But then, we'll definitely start with Doja Cat. For sure, that's like my favorite artist. Then moving down to Chloe and Hailey. Then let's say Ariana Grande. Then I say for sure Beyonce. Then lastly, Nina Simone. That same person asked me that if I had to listen to only one genre for the rest of my life, say like you know, by me, what will it be? I think I'll go with gospel music, because it fills you up. There's just something about gospel music I can't really place. But then I'm also a Christian person, and I relate with gospel music on so many levels, especially when that song has a meaning that it has ministered to me. Like when a song, especially a gospel song, ministers to me, I'll probably listen to that song for probably like 2 months until like I get another song that will minister to me about my current situation. So I'll definitely go for gospel, because I mean, gospel is the word that I really love. That someone asked me is, what are my future plans for the podcast? Now, I have a lot of things planned for this podcast. I really want it to be put on so many streaming platforms so that it's very inclusive for a lot of people. I want this podcast to be very popular, to be played on the radio. Like, then I really want to get endorsement deals, commercial deals on this podcast. So I think I have a lot of plans for this podcast, but you guys will see everything along the line. You see it in the coming future. Don't worry. Don't worry, I have you covered. Don't worry, this podcast is going to be a big deal. Then someone asked me that, can I say random things about me, like my shoe size, hair color, eye color, and complexion? Well, my shoe size is size 44. My hair color is black. My eye color is brown, I think. Yeah, my complexion, at this point, I don't know what color I am. So let's just go with chocolate. Because I'm tired of saying I'm light skin, and so people will be like, no, you're not. I'll be like, I'm dark. No. Let's just go with chocolates. I can't stress in this life. This is as much as I can answer. I've been answering a lot of questions. If you heard your questions, thank you for putting them on. If you didn't hear your question, I'm so sorry. I got a lot of questions and I can't really answer all of them. I just picked the ones that I can say and the ones that are like are less explicit, because y'all be wilding. Thank you so much for listening. I'll definitely work on putting my podcast on more streaming platforms so that it can be more inclusive for everyone. My scheduling is going to be one podcast every week, and I'll try to keep it up, but I'm on no pressure, because sometimes I may not have the chance. As they see, I still did school. And yes, we're going to be having guests on almost every episode. When I talk about a topic, I always want it to be a discussion. And if you want to follow me on my Insta or Twitter or TikTok, it's all at Zenitholade. There's no space. ZENITHOLOLADE. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, it's AMP_Ola. I love to be invited on my podcast to talk about a topic. Just DM me on any of my socials with a topic and your name and your location, and I'll have you on either virtually or physically, and I promise it's going to be lots of fun. And I'm going to definitely work on opening a podcast email for people to send in suggestions, and instead of you going to my socials, you can always just send your topic and your name and your location straight to my email, which is going to be coming out very soon. But like, I'm not really sure if I'm going to do that. Maybe I'll just stick to my socials, because I'm looking for followers. You know, you guys can follow me, I don't mind. Thank you so much for listening. Peace out.